Have we started the episode? Or are we just...
Have we started the episode?
Yeah, we haven't started yet, have we? Technically speaking, we did the
clapping. This is a fine enough point, I guess.
All right. We should explain what's going on.
We're getting drunk and listening to the anniversary voicemails.
For which occasion?
What anniversary, Joe?
Well, it's our one year anniversary of the show. So people sent in voicemails and we definitely didn't ask them to.
What show, Joe?
Oh, the first podcast.
The first podcast, indeed.
Yeah, the voicemails were sent in on their own fruition.
Fruition?
I don't know the word to use.
Volition?
On their own accord.
Volition, or accord, that's correct.
Their own volition.
Their free will. They're not actually trapped in the basement, is what you're saying.
We didn't ask them to. We definitely didn't say, hey guys, can you send us voicemails?
All right, Joe, what are you drinking?
So, I've got a nice smooth mixture of black coffee and Bacardi rum. like four shots in there, like 4 ounces, quite a bit. It's very stinging.
Yeah, I was asking Joe during the pregame, like, do you drink like vanilla and sugar with it? But he's just like, no, it's just black coffee and rum.
It's just black coffee, Lars. Why? What's the matter? What's the matter with that?
You're going to see what's the matter with that as you continue to drink it.
I also, and here's the kicker, I also had some Oreos beforehand, so I'm going to have like a little bit of a sugar high, which is going to combine that with the cocaine high.
The chat is requesting that you put sugar and milk in it, Joe.
Oh, it's fine. I don't even have sugar in the whole house.
Really?
Yeah.
Is your dad weird and he doesn't purchase it or something, or...
Weird?
Yeah.
It's kind of an insulting thing to say about somebody who's diabetic.
No, but like, even if he is diabetic, I'm assuming like you guys use sugar, right?
No, I don't know. I don't put sugar in my coffee. I don't cook with sugar. It wouldn't even occur to me what to use sugar. What would I even do with sugar? Like, I don't bake. I don't put it in my coffee. Like, what would I do to put on top of my ice cream?
What do you add on a scale of 1 to 10, by the way?
Like a 2 okay. So far. I didn't have very much yet, but I could feel it a little bit. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking something called a daddy soda, which is thanks to our friend of the show's Wick. He mixes Red's apple ale with peach schnapps, and I gotta tell you, it is fucking delicious.
It's probably better than what I'm drinking. Here, let me take a sip. And I'll demonstrate.
Jesus. Yeah, that's like bitter on like alcohol, which is like, that's rough too.
This is what alcoholics drink in the morning, right before they go into work. Bacardi with 4 shots.
And you're not like a seasoned drinker either.
Oh my God.
Wow. Soviet spy in the chat says, I can smell it through the mic. Are you sure you don't want to like mix that a little bit better with like some nice things or
no?
Do you have any milk?
It's fine. I do have milk, but I don't want to dilute it.
Okay. All right. Let's take a drink.
Oh my God. All right. Let's to life. L'chaim.
L'chaim. I said that wrong.
Oh my God. I can feel it in my throat. I can feel it going down my esophagus into my belly hole.
Yeah.
This gaping void inside my torso.
We've been wanting to do a drunk episode for a long time, but...
And last time we tried, it did not work.
Yeah, Joe, I think, got a little bit too drunk beforehand or something. And he just, like, kept playing with his fidget spinner and didn't understand what we were really doing.
Well, we did not have a plan for the episode. This time we have a plan for the episode, so it's going to be slightly more focused.
Joe, let's talk about why we're here.
Oh, my. We're so sorry about that.
I'm just as shocked and dismayed as you are.
So we're here to celebrate the one-year anniversary. We hit 40,000 listens, which is more than we could have ever imagined, I think, for the first year.
41,000.
41,000. Yeah, I don't think Lars and I went into it and said, hey, let's do a little project of a podcast. Maybe, like, I think a year from now we'll have 41,000 listens.
Yeah, and like, I didn't really have a number in my head, but I did not anticipate like a situation today in which we would have, you know, several dozen people tuning in to listen to this and like have like a fan community and five figures of listening. I know this sounds like a super flex, but that's where we're at.
We have over 1,200, like almost 1,300 members of the Discord. I think we've had two separate occasions where over 100 people have tuned in live.
Mm-hmm.
The Senor Palo episode, and last night we recorded an episode that by the time this episode goes live, that episode will be out for a couple weeks already with Tim the Curator and Pogo.
Yeah.
Who commanded, like you said, you would count it like 150 people. Yeah, it had commanded 150 listens.
So why did you say commanded?
Because it was a very powerful thing.
Also, you started a rap career, so there's that.
Yeah. Yes, one of our moderators, Ken.
By the way, take a drink.
All right. Oh my god. I'm just kidding. That was like slightly exaggerated, but. So
what you're drinking is still disgusting, though.
It's not. I'm feeling a little cerebral right now.
Okay.
So he jokingly suggested, I think, that we put out a rap album about luggage. And I said, that sounds hilarious. I'm down. And he taught me how to rap in like an hour. And I put out a pretty good sounding track.
What did he teach you? I don't know. What? How does
that
work?
The first time I did it, it was like really aggressive. And so he's like, oh, whoa, less aggressive. And then I try it some more and like it's not really on the beat. So he's like, oh, follow the beat. I'm like, all right, I'll follow the beat. And then I give it another try and just keep practicing it. And I'm listening back to the track. And then he has to go away for a couple hours. And while he's gone, I'm just practicing. And I just recorded a bunch of tracks. I'm like, oh, I should do it like this. Or like, oh, listen, I'll be like, oh, that sounds really good. And I eventually came up with a version that I really liked. And so I was like, hey, Ken, I have a version that I came up with that I really like. And he's like, oh, send it over to me. So I exported it and sent it over. And he's like, oh, my God, you picked that up scary fast. And I was like, oh, is it good? And he's like, it's the best rap ever. No, he didn't say that, but. He did.
Lies.
That was the exaggeration, but the rest of it was true. He did say that I picked it up scary fast. But
oh.
It, obviously, it's not going to be the best rap ever. That was.
Oh, when you say that you exaggerated one part, it makes me suspicious of everything, Joe.
No. The whole. It was. All right, Ken, would you confirm everything except that you had said it was the best rap ever?
Ken can't talk.
Oh, but he's in the chat and waiting for his response. He says, and yes, I confirm most of it. So I don't know
most
what,
of it. So I don't know what parts of it are bullshit.
I don't. I think it was all true. All aside right. from that very last part about it being the best rap song ever, which it obviously was not.
I have a challenge for you.
I'm taking my shirt off right now.
Ooh, I think the chat is going to have something to say about that. Yeah, Joe's. The chat's noting you guys are already getting super drunk, or at least Joe is. Lamau. Yeah, I think this is going to be a record night for Joe.
I'm not super drunk.
Joe, here's the thing. Okay, I'm going to ask the chat something real quick. By the way, should both of us kill our current drinks?
Oh God. Oh no.
That's like a unanimous yes.
Oh no! Somebody says no. But other than that, everyone says yes.
Yes, all right, kill your drink.
I had planned for this to be my drink for the whole night.
Nope, kill your drink, dude.
Oh no, are we getting more?
Yeah, we're going to make another drink after this, obviously.
That's like four shots. There's four shots in here. That was all I was going to have.
Four shots is nothing. You're a cold-blooded American. That's not the phrase.
Oh, God.
All right,
oh,
three.
No.
All right, on three, let's kill our drinks, okay?
All right.
3, 2, 1. All right, I guess I have to make another one now.
I'm dizzy. My head is spinning.
I'm just as shocked and dismayed as you are.
You know what, Lars?
Yes?
What is it?
Oh, I thought you blacked out for a second.
No. All right, so...
Someone in the chat says, I can't hear a thing I'm being bald on. They're not even connected to the call. That's why.
Somebody have Nibble join the call.
Someone tell her she has to actually tune in. Hey,
I'm
Joe.
I'm just as shocked and dismayed as you are.
Do you need time to make another drink, by the way?
I'm kind of getting a stomach ache from the... hold on a second, and then I will later.
No, go ahead.
Oh, jeez. You probably didn't even down yours.
Yes, I did. Why would I lie? This is fun.
All right.
All right.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. To people in the chat, just wanted to say thank you for tuning in, and thank you for supporting us on the first podcast. No, there is not a guest. It's me and Joe celebrating an anniversary of podcasting, not of gay sex. We've been doing this show for an entire year at this point, and it's been quite a blast. I'm really glad that you guys are tuning in. You guys are the best. I'm going to edit a lot of this out, by the way, while we wait, but Joe is vomiting.
All right.
Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you. Can I entertain the audience while we wait for Joe? That's what Ken says.
Too late.
And then he says, oh, never mind. Probably because I returned.
Ah.
Nick says Joe blacked out, which did not happen. And then Janitor Priest Rad Dude says Joe is making more coffee and shots, which is true. Shade X says Joe is sick, which I assume he means like, hey, Joe's sick, which is also true. Like, hey, that guy's sick. So this is what was happening while I was gone. Soviet Spy says Joe is vomiting, which is not true. So I'm back.
I'm going to make another daddy soda. Joe, can you tell the story of why you always say that weird phrase?
Oh, I don't really remember. I think I do it when I burp, and then I just say it to, so like, it's kind of like a way of getting away with burping. So like, it's as if the other person is going to say, oh, I'm shocked and dismayed. So I preemptively say, I'm just as shocked and dismayed as you are, so that they don't have to say it. We're in agreement. I can't believe, it's like I was surprised by it. Like, I have no control over it. Like, don't be mad at me. I'm just as shocked and dismayed. Like, I was taken by surprise. I didn't mean to do that.
Wait. But you could just say, excuse me, and have the same effect.
What do you mean?
It accomplishes the same task.
That excuse me is like, you know what you did is wrong. You're asking for forgiveness.
Not really. I mean, I feel like excuse me just says, I'm sorry that I burped. It doesn't mean like you're just like some rampant sinner.
But it says, I know what I did was wrong.
All right. I just made my drink. The chat is asking, how are you guys other than being drunk, Joe and Lars? Go and answer this first, Joe. I'll answer second.
I'm fine. I was playing... I'm going to slap my belly while I answer this. I was playing video games today.
What are
like,
you doing
all day. What?
Jesus.
Oh my god. There's something about coffee and rum. What seems to be the matter, though?
Let's try to get Joe to barf on this episode.
I have to go to work tomorrow.
Yep. I do too.
All right.
All right, so let's take a drink.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Are you okay, Joe?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Do you want to do some voicemails?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to start with...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We're going to start with Shadex.
All right.
Hello, it's Shadex, the host of the Anime Dudes podcast, and I'm here to congratulate Lars and Joe on their podcast, the first podcast.
Thank you.
1 year anniversary.
Woo! Yep.
Congrats, guys. That's awesome.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Your podcast is great. It's professional. You get a lot of big guests. Congrats on 70 episodes and 40K listens. That's great.
This is a really long voicemail.
And you guys have inspired me to keep podcasting. So thanks for that.
Wow. I'm glad that I
plan on doing more podcasts. I might even start a new one soon. Anyway, you guys inspire me to create more content to keep going. So I just want to thank you guys and keep up the good work.
Thank you. You keep up the good work.
Thank you, Shadex, for your wonderful voice. That wonderful voicemail. You're listening in. I apologize for butchering that. Jesus.
How drunk are you, Lars?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
4. What about you?
Okay. Same.
All right, let's take another drink before the next voicemail.
Okay.
Next one is Rad Dude Says a Prayer.
Rad Dude Says a Prayer. He called it untitled.mp3. How original. The rest of these all have names.
Thanks, Rad Dude.
Not off to a good start.
Is it recording? Okay, good.
Yes, it's recording.
Hi, I'm Janitor Rad Dude. I've been a proud member of the first podcast Discord and an avid listener for 5 millennia. It is my honor to sweep the halls of this filthy lair and for the podcast not to be shut down by the federal government due to Joe's crack pile over at Isle 4. Maybe in the second anniversary, I'll be freed from my ape cage that they trapped me within. And remember, once you're my mutual, you can never escape.
That was very creative, Rad Dude.
Thank you. I would just like to say that Rad Dude is always saying I'm his bully, and I am not.
Well, you're kind of a dick to him sometimes, Joe.
No, I'm not. When have I ever been a dick to him?
I like the infomercial quality of that voicemail. It's like, hi, I've been a listener for blah, blah, blah. I'm excited to be here.
If I did an infomercial, it would be like, oh, hello, my name's co-host Joe, and with me as always, I have Lars. Mint Mobile is a cell phone service that we can all get behind.
All right, let's not do sponsors on this episode, by the way. But
no, I'm not doing sponsors. I'm saying that's what would be my infomercial.
No, but how can people tune into these episodes live, Joe?
Discord.t1podcast.com. We are on a newly nitro boosted Discord server. So we. What? Are you okay?
Yeah, I was expressing excitement, dude.
Oh, were you? It sounded like you were choking.
I was like, aha!
Yeah, it sounded like you were trying to get something out of your throat. Like, aha!
Anyway, let's take another drink.
Okay. My cheeks are numb.
Which cheeks?
My mouth cheeks. All right.
Okay. Jushington says congrats.mp3.
So for this one, why don't we download the file and play it in, like, a media player?
Nope.
Alright.
Hello, I'm Jushington. Congratulations to Lars from Norway at the entire first podcast.
And
the
Joe.
70 episodes and 40K listens. I don't know what to say, just congrats, everybody. I hope you, I wish I could listen to the podcast more. I'm just a fucking idiot, and I only listen to things on YouTube. I don't go out to external websites. I don't have Spotify or...
Spotify.
What's it called? SoundCloud? I don't have that either.
If you have the internet, you can just go to t1podcast.com.
Yeah, congratulations anyway. Don't mind me. I'm just, again, a fucking idiot, but congratulations.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay. Please just put it on YouTube. I don't even know if Spotify or what's it called? I don't even know if the app
the internet?
It has a fucking app. Or I don't even know if it is an app. I'm sorry. I really don't know.
The internet. We're on the internet.
Well, I hate having a busy life.
Thank you. I have a couple observations here that I'd like to make. The first of which is that he sounds like Joe Swanson with a cold. Number two is, I feel like he's really limiting himself by like only going on YouTube.com ever. That's kind of a weird...
Well, he made his way onto the Discord.
Somehow. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is the Discord on YouTube?
Shit. No.
No, it's not. So he's leaving YouTube. Maybe he means those are the websites he goes to. It's only YouTube.
All right, let's take a drink.
Okay. Zoop, 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 zoop.
Ugh.
All right.
Let's play Retronemo boring.mp3.
Boring.
Hey, guys. Retro speaking. Congrats hey. On your first anniversary. 40K listeners. Out of all the podcasts, you guys are the first one. I just want to point out, there was a podcast where you guys didn't ask people about boards, and then you had a podcast with 40k listeners, so just saying. I'm not trying to take any merit, I'm just saying, you know.
Well, you deserve a little.
A check the first of every month would be appropriate.
So he's suggesting, once we started asking the guests about boars, that we became a popular show?
Take note, he's not trying to take any credit, but he wants us to send him money every month.
It's really amusing how Tomas's entire Discord existence is, like, boar-related. It doesn't make any sense. Why does he...
I enjoy it.
I know, it's great, but why does he do it? I don't get it.
His profile picture is a boar.
He has a Google alert for boars.
But you know, it's one of those things where it doesn't get old.
No, because it's so ridiculous. All right.
I enjoy it.
Let's take a drink.
Thank you, Tomas.
Let's take a drink.
Argentinian Tomas. All right, let's take a swivel.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck.
All right. 20. Bad mother clucker. Oh, God, this is 2 minutes and 37 seconds.
That's the... Wait. That's an appropriate amount of time for a rap track. Could it be that Sergeant Greasemixer has written us a rap?
I have no idea. Let's go ahead and tune in.
Let's find out. It has... Wait. Don't start it yet. It has... 4 Peter Griffins and 3 fires on it.
5 Peter Griffins and 5 fires. 6.
Oh, and it's going up by the second. 6,
an eggplant.
7,
and a penis.
A few eggplants. So I think it's, you should see this. You should see this.
This is rapidly expanding, guys. Also, this is not interesting for an audio podcast. Let's just listen, okay?
I hope it's rap. All right.
All right, boys and girls, yes! What's going on? My name's Swole Nugget. I work for the Rack. That is.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm gonna sing a song for you. I want to see you dance. I got a bat on my shoulder and a shit on my back. I've been a bad mother clucker since the day I had spent all started back in 1943. Oh, my mama was a tailor and my daddy was a
rapper. You put effort into this.
What is this?
Do the funny chicken dance.
Is this him?
Yeah.
If you wanna be a bad mother clucker like me, you gotta be more chicken. Gotta.
It's not even related
seat.
To the podcast.
This is ridiculous.
Just from random. I wonder if this is from his album.
Is that the chicken dance for the backing?
I like it.
You gotta work really hard. You gotta build up the brawn. You gotta swing your clucking best.
It's not even really rap either, it's more country.
He's just singing about being a chicken.
Funny chicken dance.
I'm smiling.
Funny chicken dance.
I like it.
Alright, everybody get up! Get up! Get up, fucking
stuck! All right.
Get up, good.
All right.
Now take them socks off and remove them pretty toes.
He put way too much effort into this.
I'm gonna take my socks off.
That's right. Hell yeah.
Taking my socks off right now.
Now put your hands in your armpits and start flapping around like a funny chicken.
Are you doing it, Lars?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, what she said.
If you could see me right now, got my armpits with my hands.
I flex my guns and your bones will bend, and I flex my muscles for all the ends. So this is the story. Yeah, that's how it goes. I'm a bad mother clucker. Now everybody knows.
Now everybody knows.
Shake it, Dan. Oh, Shalazam. Oh, Shalazam. Wow,
this sure is a good shake it, Dan.
Hell yeah. Dance, motherfucker.
I sincerely apologize. Please don't send me your toes.
That's something different.
I don't know what I was expecting from that.
I thought it was maybe going to be something about the podcast.
Yeah, I thought it would relate to the show in any way whatsoever, but it didn't.
But I enjoyed it, except for the Third Reich joke.
Thank you, Sergeant Greasemixer.
Thank you. Thank you, Sergeant Greasemixer.
All right,
but he's just trying to promote his new album.
I bought that album.
I still need to do that. Hey, Sergeant, can you send me a link to that, and then I'll buy it tonight.
By the way, sergeantgreasemixer.bandcamp.com. Roadblock, the deluxe edition, is literally a dollar. He's a friend of the show, and 100% of the proceeds go to a battered woman's shelter. He's a great dude. And it's goofy, funny rap shit. It's fun to listen to.
He's a dude.
He's a dude?
I'm just kidding. I'm saying he's not great. You see, he's a great dude. Well, he's a dude.
Do you remember that song that was like,
he is.
I'm a dude. He's a dude. She's a dude.
She's a dude. Because
we're all dudes.
We're all dudes, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great song. That was from like, what?
90s?
No, it was from Good Burger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm kind of drunk. Holy shit. Okay.
I'm at a 5.
I'm at like a 5.5.
All right. Let's take a drink.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it doesn't want to go down. It just wants to sit at the back of my throat.
Exactly. All right, let's do long schlong silver. Silver.
Long schlong silver is congratulating us in the name of the song. It's congratulations.mp3. Let's give it a listen.
Okay.
Hello, Long Schlong Silver here.
Hi.
And I'm here to congratulate the first podcast on their 1 year anniversary. And.
Thank you.
Wait, how many subscribers? 40k. Shit. On 40k subscribers. And all I have to say to that is...
Woo! Yay! Woo! Yay! Yay! It's not 40k subscribers, it's but whatever.
That's fine.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, we appreciate it.
All right. Got a couple more left here. This one is from Fish. I don't think we should take a drink after each one of these from now. I'm like pretty blasted right now. Unless you want to.
No, I'm fine. This one says it's 0 seconds.
Let's play it. Okay.
So, okay.
Oh! Okay. What was that?
He says, I recorded me yelling into the mic as you wished. You wished for this, Lars.
Okay. Nice.
You did this to ourselves. This next one is from
Spaghetto,
who, let's tell the audience what Spaghetto did.
Okay.
When we were approaching 800 and then 1,000.
Was
it 7?
Go ahead and read his caption, by the way.
Warning, this is extremely cheesy, so yeah. Lars and Joe, thank you for providing free content for many people to love and enjoy. It's always a blast being here to listen.
Congratulations to Lars and Joe
reaching
another huge milestone. I know we say a lot, it's true. We will always love you.
Congratulations, guys. You deserve it.
Thank you. We love you too, Spaghetto. Thank you.
I'm getting...
Was that supposed to make us uncomfortable? Yeah, because it did?
Getting kind of like the vibes like he was hitting on us a little bit.
I'm picturing Spaghetto like sprawled out across a grand piano wearing like a short red cocktail dress or something. Like, Mr. President.
All
Thank you. It didn't make us I don't know about Lars. It didn't make me uncomfortable. I don't know if it was supposed to, but I enjoyed that. So thank you. I appreciate the kind words.
That was wonderful, Spaghetto.
That was wonderful.
Okay. All right. Rockshell's 8.19. Wow, okay.
All right. First podcast.
Ah.
I'm currently in Germany on the hugest heavy metal festival in the world.
Ah,
and I want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
It's been a journey. It's been awesome.
It has.
I am proud to be a patron. So.
Well, thank you. Yes.
Shut up over there! Okay, sorry for that.
Well, that's all right.
So, I won't be able to listen into the live episode of this thing, obviously because I'm at a festival.
Yeah.
But have fun. Good luck. I will listen to it afterwards. Sign out.
Thank you.
Rockshell.
Rock on, Rockshell. Thanks for being one of the OG patrons.
I hope you had a good time too.
Can we start pronouncing it that way? That's pretty cool. Call people
patron.
Patrons. Let's take a drink.
Oh, okay. Oh my god. All right.
This is one from Tiege called Obama.mp4. It's a video voicemail.
Okay. I hope it's a deep fake.
I feel like if Tiege is up to it, there's like AI learning involved in it. So let's go ahead and play it.
Hello, this is Obama. I'm a big fan of the first podcast. I've listened to every episode. When are you going to let me come on? By the way, co-host Jerry, your obsession with suit cases. Out, cut it out. Do to get some help. Let's take the L.A. for tonight. Dance the Obama out. Peace.
That was great.
That was amazing. How did you do that?
I think there's an app called Talk Obama to Me for that, which just samples things that Obama has said to create sentences.
That's funny.
Oh,
man.
The chat is saying you guys should make a podcast. That's what we're doing. Thank you for tuning in. Ugh, I'm at like a 6.5. What about you?
I'm at like a 5.7.
Oh, can you take another drink, dude?
Okay, I'm at a 5.8.
Okay. Atlas Geneticist says, sending this on mobile, probably, just real cheese, but I got it in.
Sending this on mobile, probably just real cheese, but I got it in. Smiley face, VM_ Atlas on the highway, .waveform.
Hey, Atlas Geneticist here. Here to say congrats on breaking 1,000 members yesterday.
Thank you.
And for just a fantastic.
Wish she wasn't at the fucking highway right now.
Just.
I can barely hear what he's saying.
Would have never known that.
What are you saying?
Any of this would have happened within the year.
Would have never happened.
What?
Just beautiful work, really.
Beautiful.
I'd like to thank Tiege for inviting me on.
Are you at like a speedway or?
Yeah. I can't wait for what's next.
Can't wait for what's next.
Well, thank you for that, Atlas.
Thank you.
For what I could hear of it. I appreciate it.
It sounded nice. Can you send us a transcript of that later?
Yeah. Next one is from Ken. Hopefully okay, voicemail done, MP3.
Hopefully he's not recording from a freeway.
Hey guys, Ken here. Lars and Joe, I want to congratulate you guys for the milestones recently hit. The 1 year anniversary for the first podcast, the 40K Woo! Listens on the audio boom, and the 1,000 yeah. members on the Discord that just happened. I've been here since around February, and I really have enjoyed my time just kind of messing around, interacting with the members and the guests too. It's honestly a really, really great place, and I really enjoy the show as well, tuning in live and also listening to it in my free time. So yeah. Congratulations, guys, on the 1 year, and I can't wait to see what the future holds.
That was a super wholesome voicemail, so I'm going to give a super wholesome response. Thank you, Ken, for tuning in, for being a patron, for helping us out as a mod. Yeah, patron, for helping us out as a mod, and for being a great dude. We really appreciate you, bud.
Thank you, Ken.
Yeah.
You know, Ken is really responsible. Earlier, we were talking about my rap career. Ken's the guy who really helped produce that track and helped me, walked me through it.
Oh.
And
well, fuck you, Ken, for that. But for the rest of it, thank you very much.
I didn't realize you were here since February. That was really before we kind of exploded. That must have been at the very, very beginning of when we first started to really take off, I guess.
Okay.
You're a early listener.
Yeah. Nick Cyclone voicemail.mp3 is playing in 3, 2, 1.
Hello. This is Cyclone, or Nick.
Hello.
Congrats to the podcast for hitting 1,000 members and its 1-year anniversary.
Thank you.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
So see ya. And I'm still watching for moments from my out of context account.
Yeah, thank you. By the way, there's an out of context, the first podcast Discord account on Twitter. Go ahead and follow that. Apparently, he just like clips random screenshots out of context to make us all look terrible.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick. You're one of my favorite meme lords.
Yeah. Also, apologies because we have to keep changing your name on Discord to fake Nick because we interview a lot of Nicks.
Let's talk about one of the Nicks we had on, Nicktendo. And there's actually two Nicktendos. And I spent the whole day researching the wrong one. And so you'll just have to listen to the Nicktendo episode to find out more.
Okay, here's another one from Rad Dude. Do you want to play this one?
Yeah. Oh, wait, what's going on?
What the fuck?
This is like art.
Is that it?
It's just silent air. Oh, he's just making noises. He hasn't said anything yet.
Did he just butt dial the server?
Well, it got saved and sent in, and
I'm nervous for the last 20 seconds.
Exported.
Joe?
He did it on purpose.
You?
Uh-huh.
Need...
What?
A better rapping voice.
Oh!
Burn!
That was a minute and 15 seconds just to diss you.
This he had us on the edge of our seat.
Like waiting for what he was going to do, but yeah, okay.
It was better than any of us could. I like the noises at the beginning myself.
Okay, there's one last one from Symphony Fox. All right, ready?
All right. Yeah. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Wait, are you listening to it yet?
Yeah, it's not working.
It's working for me. You have to download it.
I can't hear it. Can you play it? Or can you transcribe it?
Yeah, hold on. My name is Symphony Fox. Just want to say congratulations to Lars and Joe. I really like your guys' server. End up having a lot of nice guests on, especially Nick/Pogo. And I see that you're going to have Cosmodor in a little while. Thinks that's really awesome.
Is that it?
He loves to see what we have in store for the future.
Ah!
For our server and our content in general is really cool. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Symphony Fox. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, wait, there was more. And then he says, also, fuck all y'all.
All right.
Wait, hold on. It's playing on a loop. Okay, I closed it.
Okay, that's going to do it for the voicemail portion.
Oh, wait, there
of
was
the
actually more. He says, also, Joe has a great rap voice.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure that's what he
said.
And
that I'm the favorite co-host, and that you're mean. No, that was all a lie.
Oh, hey, Spaghetto's listening.
Spaghetto, the man who's really great. Spaghetto, it's fun
to
stay up late. Hey,
thank you for your voicemail. It made us really uncomfortable.
No, it didn't make me uncomfortable. I loved it. It really gave off like Mr. President vibes, like Marilyn Manson.
Perfect. I tried to make it as uncomfortable as possible.
I loved it.
I knew Joe would like it. I knew Lars would hate it.
Shut up. Shut up, Spaghetto.
All right.
Sorry, that was mean. That was manufactured rage also.
Wait, why can't I server mute him?
Because he's the owner of the server now.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Hey, Spaghetto.
What?
We're looking forward to having you back on.
Oh, that'll be great.
All right.
This is a really boring little interlude.
All right.
Well, thank you to everyone who left us a voicemail for the anniversary episode of the first podcast.
Now, let me go back and read the recording chat for the past 20 minutes. Okay. Nothing really. Let's see.
Yes, Joe?
You guys should make a podcast. That was...
This is dead air, Joe. Just talk.
All right. Thank you guys for the voicemails. We really appreciate it. I had a lot of fun listening to them and trying to interject and sort of make them conversational. Hopefully I did a good job. I'm going to finish the rest of...
Also, thank you for tuning in for the last year, dude. This has been great.
Lars, I'm glad that you invited me onto the podcast last year and that we did this.
Yeah, what made you decide that you wanted to be a part of it?
I was looking for a project to be a part of, and I was sort of keeping my eye open for a project to do, and like I had like extra time and energy to put into something, and I wanted to do something creative and create some kind of content to be like archived for the world to listen to and see if I could grow a fan base. And like, it all just kind of was exactly what I was looking for. Plus I thought that you were a good friend and, I already knew we got along. So I was excited to be a part of it. Although at the beginning, I thought that it was a philosophy podcast where every week we would do tons of homework and write like essays and talk about philosophy on the podcast.
Really?
Yeah, I got that impression, I guess, because I think you had asked like what we would talk about. And I was like, oh, we could talk about philosophy because like we had that in common. We both studied philosophy and that's how we met. And so when you were like, yeah, we could talk about philosophy, I thought you meant like that's what the whole show could be about. So I was like, I'm not sure how we're going to do this. Every week we're going to have to spend hours reading and preparing like a 1.5 page outline. But
I would love to do a podcast like that, by the way, but there's no time.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. But it would be very cumbersome. Oh, Jushington says, did I miss the voicemail recordings?
You did, but that's okay. We loved your voicemail. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So thank you for tuning into the last episode of the first podcast. We unfortunately have to cancel the show now.
Wait, why don't we listen to Jushington's voicemail again?
No, that's weird.
No, he's here. He sent it in. He missed it. That's the least we could do,
he's
Lars.
He's not even
that's
tuning
the least,
in.
That's the least we could
he's
do.
Not
let's
tuning
listen
in.
To that one again.
He's not tuning
let's
in.
Let's listen.
He's not. He's not tuning in.
All right. Well, if he tunes in, we should listen to it again.
Okay.
Someone tell Jushington to tune in and then we'll listen to his again.
No, I don't want it to repeat.
All right. Hello?
Hey.
Oh no, I wasn't recording. I got too drunk and I didn't record this episode.
That's funny. So Joe.
Yeah.
Predictions for the next year.
Yeah. Are you asking me my predictions for the next year?
Yes, obviously.
So this year we hit 41,000 listens. I predict by next year we're going to be at more than 42,000 listens.
Whoa.
And we hit 12,000, almost 1,300 Discord members. I think by next year we're going to be at more than 1,400 Discord members.
No, but seriously, like, where do you see this going?
Well, it's hold on. Let me do a quick calculation, because I think I could figure it out. I think we're going to hit 500,000 listens and 5,000 Discord members by next year.
Damn straight, son.
And I think our Patreon, which they can find at patreon.com/T1podcast,
yeah,
is going to have, like, I don't want to put a number on it, but I want to say that if everyone listening in right now doesn't go to patreon.com/T1podcast, we're not going to put out more episodes.
Well, that's really hard to measure, Joe. Like, what do you mean?
Like, everyone needs to donate or else we're done. Like, we're not doing it anymore.
Everyone,
like,
everyone? What do you mean?
Like, everyone go donate.
I might edit this out.
You should.
Kind of awkward. You're just, like, demanding funds.
Blackmailing them.
All right.
You should edit it out.
Yeah. Thank you to everyone who's a new listener. Thank you to everyone who's been tuning in since day one.
Oh God, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
And thank you to everyone who's tuning in somewhere in between those numbers. We appreciate each and every listen. And
wait, what numbers?
What?
What is it?
Calm down.
All right.
Joe, I think it's that time.
Okay.
To plug the merch store, how can we go ahead and direct the server members and the listeners to our merch store?
So what you're going to want to do is go to merch.t1podcast.com, and that is where you can find shirts, stickers, and little posters, possibly. Little luggage, little mini tote luggages.
A lot of weird Joe shit on there, to be honest.
Some fan art, some stickers. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see what's on there.
Joe is dying. All right.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I actually got one of the shirts on there, and it is comfortable as heck.
It is choice.
You would not believe. We have that one Joe picture top. We need to get some crop tops on this bitch. We've got a little coffee mug. It's called a nice little mug. We've got phone cases. We've got podcast pillows. And podcast, you know what you do with pillows. You know what you do with a pillow?
You fuck it.
You fuck it. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a bat on my shoulder and a shit on my back. I'll be a bad mother clucker.